USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday and plans to cancel more flights today and tomorrow. Thousands of customers have been stranded while other airlines begin to recover from the once-in-a-lifetime winter storm. Southwest Air Chief Executive Bob Jordan said, "We had a tough day today. In all likelihood, we'll have another tough day tomorrow as we work our way out of this." End quote. As the snow continues to fall in western New York, the number of casualties continue to rise as one of the most severe winter storms in the region's recorded history inundates residents. The ugly side of humanity is on display in New York State as looters are stealing simply because they can. Buffalo, New York Mayor since 2005, Byron Brown.
People who are out looting when people are losing their lives in this harsh winter storm is just absolutely reprehensible. I don't know how these people can even live with themselves, how they can look at themselves in the mirror. They are the lowest of the low.
If you're thinking about renting out an Airbnb this New Year's Eve, think again. Jeremy Scott explains.
Airbnb is saying no to wild New Year's Eve parties. The short-term rental service is enforcing new rules that include banning some guests from booking a property just for New Year's Eve. Those without a positive account history or who haven't previously booked on the platform cannot make reservations.
Kayakers are being called heroes after helping rescue a pilot whose single-engine plane crashed Monday morning into an icy creek in Maryland. The aircraft fell into Beards Creek in Edgewater near the Lee Airport shortly after taking off. 71-year-old Steve Couchman was the pilot of the Piper Cherokee plane. Four college football games today start at noon Eastern. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As some parts of the country continues to struggle with the massive storm over the weekend, President Biden is leaving the continent for another vacation. St. Croix is his destination this afternoon, as the border continues to be a security threat to America. The mass is building up on the border with Mexico in anticipation of Title 42 expiring, as border states sending immigrants that entered the United States illegally to Washington, D.C. to highlight the frustration state leaders have with the Biden policy of not enforcing America's current immigration laws.
Three busloads of migrants were dropped at Kamala Harris's home on Christmas Eve in below freezing temperatures. President Joe Biden has called such tactics un-American, reckless, and simply wrong. And his administration again condemned the move on Sunday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has previously tweeted, "We're sending migrants to her backyard," to call on the Biden administration to do its job and secure the border. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Biden administration on Monday says it's concerned by China's military activity near Taiwan, which it called provocative and destabilizing. 71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's air defense zone, the largest reported incursion to date. China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, this is the Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Maybe just like full times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!